Paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. This is the Chauncey talking on, it is, winter solstice. Yeah, it's the first day of winter. Today's the 21st, right? I don't even know what today is anymore. Yeah, it's the 21st, so it's the first day of winter. I know it felt a little different about a week ago, but that's okay. You know, we're having a good time there. We got Mr. Jack McGrath working the boards today, so thank you to Jack for being here this morning. And we got a whole lot of stuff we're going to try to cover. We got some great guests and all kinds of neat things. But, you know, first of all, I want to say to everybody out there, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, whatever holiday you celebrate, it's just purely in love. That's all it is. Remember that. But you know what? You need to do something for somebody else. I know it's all, you know, you got your family, you got this, you got that, you got that. But you know what? You know, you got kids. What, you know, buy one of your kids' friends a Zepco 33 kit and then take them all fishing. Start that new tradition of getting your kids involved with their buddies and going out fishing, whether it's boys or girls. Let them have fun. My girls love to fish. Let me tell you, they're crazy. But remember that. We'll have some fun with that. And, you know, on today's show, we've got, it's our Christmas holiday show. I feel like I should be wearing a Santa outfit. Oh, that'd be a good laugh. And by the way, we're back down at the Chauncey's Great Outdoors Minnow Tank here on State Street. I can't see anything because it's dark outside, but that's all right. But on today's show, we have Lieutenant Jacob Hosklaw. Aye, aye, Captain. Lieutenant, rather. He is responsible for all recreational vehicles and programs and trails that have tracks, tires, or whatever you enjoy riding in the great outdoors of Wisconsin. And we're going to be talking to him about some of the new rules and different things about safety this time of the year out there. So he's a great interview. I love this guy. Then we're going to be talking with our good friend, Mr. Phil Piscatello from South of the Border Guide Service. I feel like we should have Machir, you know, band playing. He does Wisconsin, Southern Wisconsin, Chain of Lakes, and all this stuff. And he's going to talk about ice fishing, what he's gotten into, areas that he's checked out, things that are getting ice, things are getting don't places you shouldn't go, and things like that. And then we're going to have, at the end of this segment, at the end of the show, rather, our version of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. It's called 'Twas the Night of Christmas. It's a little bit of a parody on that poem, but it's about all the forest animals and Santa Claus. It's kind of cute. I just want to say we had a good time. Then we're going to have the Aiden Fishing Report and all kinds of other interesting information. There was one more thing I wanted to say before I got into fishing reports and stuff there. We've got that. Oh, in the state of Illinois, I almost can't believe this. I really can't believe for the number of people that told me they didn't see a deer, we got 82,496 deer. That's an increase. I'm like, okay, who shot the deer? Because everybody I talked to, I didn't see a deer. I didn't see nothing. Nope, didn't see nothing, Johns. Okay, I guess so. We'll have some fun with that and, you know, go on from there. But, you know, who knows? Who absolutely knows out there? And it's going to come to me what I was supposed to mention to you guys. It's just driving me nuts that I can't come up with it right now. I know. Take notes like Ray Rayner and start sticking them all over my body. That way I can find them. And I want to say we had a great time at the Waddle and Sylvie parody at Dave and Buster's in Schaumburg. You should have come out. It was just a lot of fun. Sat there, talked to some great people, really had a beautiful time. Make sure you come out to one of our station events. Whiskey U, one of my favorites. Anything other programmed, it's really a lot of fun. It really is. Okay, excuse me. And they have the Aiden Fishing Report. We're doing it early because I want to do that Christmas thing at the end. But this report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. He says, Papa, see you soon on Christmas. Yeah, I'm going up there on Christmas Day. Steelhead are up in the rivers and in pretty good numbers on the Muskegon, on the Pine, on the White. We took a ride down to Benton Harbor and saw steelhead in the river, and they were doing well. It's been on and off for some of the guys on the pier, but then the river, they said they're doing pretty good. And in the Grand River in downtown Grand Rapids, we saw my old buddies fishing. They even let me fight a couple of fish because Dad and I were just checking all the spots out. See you soon. Love you. Your hockey star in training and professional fisherman. Oh, he's now a professional fisherman. Aiden. I gotta love Aiden. Yeah, it's a good kid. Good kid. And that, once again, was brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. We're going to hear from the Chain of Lakes from Phil Piscatello when he comes on this morning. But, you know, basically you need to stay off the main lake. I know some of the areas have ice. But you know what? It's safety, man. You know, I want you to come back next year. I want you to be home for Thanksgiving, not for Christmas. Just always check ice thickness. And don't say, oh, it's good here, and walk 30 feet to the right. You have to check everywhere when you're out there, especially on those big bodies of water. But, you know, we're cold today, cold tomorrow, and then it's going to warm up after the weekend. So I know. Who knows? Keep it up. We should do well. Phil's going to give us all the scoop on what he's been using and stuff like that. On Delavan Lake, Charlie sent me a note, and he said, Walter. Walter sent me this note. Ooh, yeah, sorry, Vaj. He got crappies and some nice-sized bluegill by the launch area. I didn't want to walk any further out. I kept all my baits small and light lines and stayed closer to the shore. Smart boy. Daryl. I remember I have a rented set of teeth today. He was fishing Big Green Lake, and he said, a lot of open water except the back channels. That's where you want to be. Anywhere between 3 to 5 inches of ice, and if it's very, very clear, we caught some bluegills and moved around, had a good time, and came home and cooked them up. Waxies, small jigs, that's all we did, Chance. Thanks, Daryl. Up on the lakefront, Chicago, what is it? Perch. Really, it is. And everybody talks about 87th Street. Yes, I understand that. I mean, it's a great place to go fishing. A lot of people are down there. It's a deep cut in the water. And the river, in the Calumet River, they're doing it. In Indiana waters, they're catching some perch out there in deeper water. Remember, when you're pulling a perch up and they blow up, basically, their bladders out of their mouth, don't just throw them back. You either have to learn how to fizz them or just keep the fish. If it's a small one, guess what? Watch the bones, okay? But don't just throw them out back and say, oh, you know, we're done with this. But Navy Pier is another spot. Some people are doing some perch, but not a lot of fishermen up at Montrose Harbor. We were seeing some activity down around the planetarium, some of the guys. We were checking it out, you know, running around in the car, getting out, parking, talking to the cops, saying, listen, I will be back in 10 minutes. And they go, yeah, yeah, yeah. But we were checking out all those different places for that. We're seeing some activity. I mentioned Northwest Indiana. The guys in the boats are getting some jumbos, which I like to see. Ooh, good. Plate of jumbo yellow perch. Steady my heart. Can't go wrong with it. And really, they're between 50 and 60 feet of water. And there's these humps out there, and that's where they're pounding the fish. You can go in the Calumet River. Man, I want to say, man, all the way up to like Ford Plant, 106th Street. Those are areas that some of the boaters are going out to and, you know, checking out stuff like that. Had to clear my throat there. So, you know, definitely check that out. Charlie, that's where Charlie gave me an official report on Madison Lakes. He said, you know, no reports from Cherokee Marsh. He didn't want to go out there. Oh, good idea. But he said they picked up crappie, bluegill. A couple of his buddies were using tip-ups and got some pike and walleye. So a little bit of everything was working, but bigger minnows seemed to be the best thing to go with. Up in Minocqua, pike were doing pretty decent on big minnows, big suckers, you know, shiners, stuff like that. Walleye, you need to be in about 3 to 9 feet of water. That's really good. Bluegill's an early bite. Well, it's early, Chauncey. Only 10 in the morning. So sleep in. Sleep in, go to breakfast, think about before you go out there. Just enjoy it, okay? It's that time of the year. Perch, eh. I'm not going to get excited about that. We're not going to talk. Up north, way up north, Vallis County, pretty much iced in. I'm getting reports from my buddies up there of 6 to 10 inches of ice, which is really good. You're seeing ATVs, snowmobiles, trucks, cars. I know. It's very, when you're up north, the ice is thick enough and everything else like that, but it makes me nervous. I apologize. It just makes me a little bit nervous unless it's a foot thick. Okay. But up there, they said if the trick up in Vallis County is find the green weeds, have a treble hook and a weight, drop it to the bottom, run that treble hook around. You're not snagging anything. You're just trying to snag green weeds. If you got green weeds, don't move. You know, and if really that's what you want to do, that's what you're going to stick with and see those fish there. And those walleye and bass and pike are going to be going from the deep water to the shallow green weeds and back and forth again. And bluegills, oh, yeah, minnows, little bugs, stuff like that. That's what they want there. So they're going to be doing that very, very, very well. We got that. I'm just checking everything we got here today because we have a whole ton of stuff to talk about. But really, I mean, you know, it's the holiday season, and, you know, let's do something nice for somebody. And both I and Jack do have a safety announcement today. If you're going to be out driving this holiday season, we would both like you to do one thing. Slow down. Please, slow down. Coming in this morning, both of us said, you know, we're doing a little bit over the limit, and we're being passed like we're in the Indy 500. And people are driving the road, shoulder. Slow down. You're not going to get there any faster doing 85 miles an hour. And you know what? You'll be home with your family. That's the important thing on all of that. Hey, real quick here. Midwest Outdoors has got a great idea for Christmas and a little bit after. You can, for $50, it's a gift box. You get a 2-year subscription to Midwest Outdoors, $25 from Direct Tackle Certificate, 4 Rapalas, Rapala Fishing Tool, get Berkeley Power Baits, Crest City Soft Baits, Yakima Rooster Tails, 8 Fish and Jigs, Suffolk Elite 300-yard spool of line, and a partridge in a pear tree. Okay, a little off there, but I need coffee. So it's $50, $4.95 hit, shipping and handling. It's a great way to get the perfect gift for your outdoor holiday people. Okay? Sounds good to me. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low Boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with 5 fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
I'm DNR Conservation Officer Tony Salzer.
And I'm Minnesota Wild goaltender Alex Stalock. As a kid growing up in Minnesota, I loved getting on the ice any way I could, whether I was playing ice hockey with my friends or ice fishing on the lake.
Whatever it is that brings you to the lake, we want you to remember that ice is never 100% safe. There needs to be at least 4 inches to walk or skate on, and 5 to 7 for ATVs and snowmobiles.
So have fun and be safe while skating in the state of hockey.
Or dropping a line through the ice in the state of fishing.
Segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Ho, 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 this is Santa Claus and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN Radio. And he knows the outdoors.
Dashing through the snow. And a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, yes, you know, depending on what part of the Midwest you're listening to this, I mean, it's been cold. It's been, you know, warmer. It's gotten into the 40s. It's gotten into zero and stuff like that. But, you know, it's that time of the year where we have to get our good buddy from Wisconsin, Officer, actually, Lieutenant, if I'm not mistaken. Right, Jacob?
Correct. Yep. That's what they say anyway.
That's what they say. This is Jacob Hauslaw, who is a lieutenant for the conservation officer. He is the off-highway vehicle administrator. He used to be just the recreation warden. Now he's the, how did you put it, if it's got tires or tracks or?
Yep, it's got wheels or tracks. That's kind of my wheelhouse. That's what I manage.
And since a lot of the people who own those things, and that means ATVs, snowmobiles, side-by-sides, et cetera, we're coming into the time of the year it's called ice safety. And I know I've been hounding on this because there's nothing scarier than the early ice until you run into about 4 weeks of zero where you have decent ice. But even then, no ice is safe, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah, I mean, that's what we always stress, is that no ice is ever 100% safe. Mm-hmm. You just don't know. There could be enough ice to support you or your ATV or your snowmobile, but then a few feet away, it could be, you know, an inch or less thick. You just don't know. There's springs. There's underwater currents. There's a lot of dynamics underneath that ice.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, this past week, I saw a video. I have no idea what this was, but this guy was driving across the ice in a pickup truck. And the front of his pickup truck went boink.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think, you know, it's more common than we would like. Folks get out there, they feel it is safe for whatever reason. But like you said, I mean, we haven't had cold weather for that long this year yet. Mm-hmm. And so that early season ice can be especially sketchy. I get it. Folks want to get out there. Drill a hole in the ice, drop a line, do some ice fishing. It can be a lot of fun, really rewarding, good way to kind of break cabin fever. But folks really need to And there's some good safety tips we try to give people before they get out there.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, once again, we're not harping that we don't want you to go. We're just harping we want you to do it safely.
Correct. Just really try to think twice before you get out there, especially if you're on a frozen waterway that you're unfamiliar with. Mm-hmm. If you don't know where there's currents and you don't know where there's springs or maybe open water pockets or areas that are thinner traditionally, talk to some locals, talk to fishing clubs, talk to friends or neighbors that have been in that area. Try to get an understanding of that waterway before you go out.
Yeah. I mean, but before we go into a couple of things, yes, I'm out a lot. And, you know, I'll, you know, check a lot of areas out, you know, whether you're in Illinois, southern Wisconsin, western Michigan, and stuff like that. The one thing I will never, I mean, you know how you have an image burned in your brain? I went to this one harbor on the Great Lakes, and, you know, I was just stopping and asking a fisherman, hey, how you doing, and stuff like that. And I'm talking to this one guy, and he said, you know, I'm out here, you know, trying to find some perch and stuff. And I said, oh, that's cool, you know. And he had a couple of fish on the ice, and I said, oh, you're by yourself out here? He says, no, I got my daughter. And literally, I picked my head up, and his daughter might have been 5, 6-ish. She was just a little squirt, dressed like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in a snow suit.
But still pretty young, right?
Yeah, pretty young.
Yep.
But the thing was, she walked away from him and was standing on the edge of ice to open water.
Yes.
And my heart.
That would make me so scared as well. I mean, it's just, and that's one of the things we suggest is that if people don't have one, get a float coat or a coat that has flotation built into it. Mm-hmm. That's always a good idea if you're going to be out on the ice for the day. The other thing, especially with a kid like that, there'd be nothing wrong with having a life jacket readily accessible or having them wear that because you just never know. But for sure, even with that, you're not going to want to have young children or adults getting that close to open water.
No. And I mean, I literally could feel my heart going, I was just saying, can you please call your child? Can you please don't, and do it lightly. Don't scream, you know?
Don't startle them, right?
Don't startle. And then the kid kind of waddled back across towards him, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Because I can't even, like I said, let's get off this because it's going to bug me for the rest of the day. But you know, mention, it varies. It could be an inch here, 4 inches to your, you know, where you're standing on, walk 3 feet, and there's like an inch. I mean, you just don't know. And if you
see... And 24 hours later, it could be a different thickness. You just don't know.
And if you see somebody, like, you pull up to a lake and you see a bunch of people out there, and you're like, well, okay, I'm just going to walk out. There's 25 guys out in the middle of the lake. We'll just walk out there. Well, maybe they came from the other side of the lake, folks. And, you know, there's not an underground spring or some runoff or some other thing, you know? And it's just, and I'm, the only thing I'm going to say is I've never gone through the ice in the middle of a lake, but I was walking off a lake, and I probably was no more than 6 feet from shore. And I was only in, you know, maybe 2 feet of water, and the ice broke under me. And that put enough scare in me to really.
Yeah, it's definitely unnerving for sure.
Yeah. You know, and then I had to get dry, and then I had to wet boots. Okay. What are some of the things I should worry about safety wise? You know, Jacob, what should I do?
Couple things you recommend, like I said before, you know, get to kind of know the area you're going out on. Try to check that ice before you go stepping on it. They make something called a spud bar. It's basically just a long bar with it almost looks like a maul or axe blade on the end. You can just kind of tap the ice and check your way as you get out on it. Mm-hmm. The other thing it's good for people to have, they basically have some ice picks on a lanyard, and folks can keep those around their neck, ready to go, and that can help pull yourself out of the ice pretty well. The other thing is just keep a cell phone, maybe keep it in a waterproof bag or container. Let people know where you're going and approximately when you're going to be back. That way you're not, you know, having people try to search for you, when you are safe. But at the same time, if something does go bad, at least then they know where they can go and try to get some help for you. So, do that. I think most people have a cell phone nowadays, so be sure to keep that charged and dry. It's also not a bad idea if you're going to be out there for a while, maybe have a dry change of clothes or socks, because a lot of times people will just go in a little bit, you know, a couple inches or a foot or two, and you can get dried off. Mm. If you do go through the ice, people always say, well, what do I do if I do break through? Don't panic. And that's easy to say when you're not going through the ice into freezing cold water, but it's going to take your breath away, but don't panic. Try to get oriented back to where you came from, because if the ice held you before you went in, that's probably the best way to go. So try to get back to that ice that supported you before you broke through. Mm. And then, of course, you're going to want to try to get warmed up as quickly as possible, because hypothermia can happen pretty quickly.
Yes, yes, very quickly, very quickly. Now, the one of the things I was going to ask is, when you mentioned, you know, extra clothes, extra mittens, because, I mean, you know, you're grabbing minnows, you're grabbing wet fish, you're doing this, you're doing that.
Yep, yep.
You know, you need to somehow make sure you stay warm. If you have an ice shanty, whether you got an old Coleman heater or one of those buddy heaters that keep you warm, I mean, they generate enough heat for you to take some layers of clothes off even.
That's true.
That you're in there. But you should always, you know, If you don't go through, and I mean, if you don't crack through the ice and stuff like this, you know, and we're talking a worst case scenario here, you know, don't go running up to that guy who went through to pull him out.
No. Nope. Try to, you know, and you make up a good point there. It's always good to have maybe a longer length of rope. Mm-hmm. You're going to have some weight on the end of that rope so you can toss it to somebody. They also make devices that are basically a flotation device. It's weighted. And you can just throw it out and help pull somebody back, or a really long branch or, you know, something like that. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely you're not going to be any help if you go through the ice as well.
No, you are not going to be. And I always recommend carrying, having with you is the seat cushion, you know, with the handles mm-hmm. on the side. Because
mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You throw it at the person, or tie the rope and throw that at the person, and you know, make sure the people that are coming to help don't do something stupid like run up to the hole. You know,
and it's so easy to strap one of those on your snowmobile or your ATV and have it ready to go in case you need it.
Mm, yeah, and that way you're safe, you're doing okay, and everything else. Now,
yep.
The other thing is, if by chance, and your ATV side-by-side, pickup truck in Wisconsin, vehicle goes through the ice, there's a very, very good chance that you're going to run into some legal problems, aren't you?
Well, yeah. If something goes through the ice, you're responsible to have it removed. And financially, that can be very expensive to get those things out of the ice. There is also a point where the warden or sheriff's department, they're going to be notified that vehicle is in there. And after a certain amount of time, you could get a fine for every single day that vehicle is under the ice. So that could get quite expensive. Our standard practice is you really just try to work with the owner and make sure that we get it out as quickly as possible. But mm-hmm. you've got an environmental factors there. I mean, you've got a machine that could be leaking oil or gas into the lake or river.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an obvious issue, and that's why that's in place. But, yeah, just reminding people that really be careful if you're going to drive a machine out onto the lake, because if you do go through, it's 100% on you to get that out. It can get very expensive.
Yeah, and I mean, I've heard horror stories of what those fines could be. Because
for sure,
it's not just the, you know, the state DNR giving you a ticket. It's the municipality. It's this. You may get an EPA fine. There's tons of different things. And when you want to get it towed out, I've the best one I've ever seen. What was that show? Dirty Jobs. Remember that TV show?
Oh, sure.
The guy, I don't know, I think they may have been in Wisconsin that they did this. But they went down because somebody's vehicle went through the ice, and the guys in the wetsuits went down, attached it to this apparatus to pull it up, and it was almost like they had to pull it up on a frame and then pull it up onto the ice.
And yeah, because they have to really develop the system, because otherwise the machine or leverage that they're using to get that machine out from under the ice, they can't break through either.
Right. They can't break through either.
And tow trucks and other things like that, you know, they have a limit on how long or how far away they can pull.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of times when people go in, it's a long ways from shore.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's definitely a concern.
Yeah. And I will bet if you read the fine print of your car insurance.
Probably.
This isn't probably, we don't know for sure. You got to read your own in policy, but I'll bet it's not covered.
In a lot of cases, I'm sure it's not. I'm not an insurance expert, but I don't think most insurance companies are going to say it's okay to drive on the ice.
No. You know, and it's, they're not going to buy that one. Well, you know, once again, I mean, as a matter of fact, I was laughing because this is almost a year to the date that we talked about this. And it's just, we're not saying not to go out. We you know, because the kids, the family have a great time. They barbecue out there. They have the tents to stay warm. They catch a few fish. The kids bring ice skates. They have, I mean, it's a lot of fun to be on the ice. I'm not, we just want to make, you know, it's, we want you to come home at night. That's what it is.
Exactly,
folks.
Exactly. You owe it to your family. You owe it to your friends. Do it safely. Do it wisely. That way you can enjoy it the next day.
Yeah, and if you let the kids with you, they're gonna want to go ice fishing more or fun on the ice, and they're gonna run around like crazy out there. And at the end of the day, you load up the car, you load up the pickup truck, the kids jump into the back seat, and you get about 2 miles, if that far, from the parking lot, and all you hear is they're dead sleeping. You know?
Yep.
Absolutely. You burned them out. Well, Jacob, thanks for calling in this morning and going over all of this stuff, because, like I said, I don't want to sound like I'm hounding, but I just want you to be safe when you do it. And if you see somebody, don't think it's safe, because they're all out there. Always check with.
Correct. Do your own research. Do your own, you know, don't just trust the people ahead of you.
Okay. We'll probably talk to you soon, because when we get enough snow and everybody's going crazy on the snowmobile trails, we'll want to know what's kicking up there. Okay, buddy?
Absolutely. Whole nother story. And, yeah, we'll talk to you later.
Yes, everybody. This is the newly positioned Lieutenant Jacob Hoslaw. And just you're a marvelous wealth of information for people to enjoy the great outdoors, Jacob. Okay?
Well, thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Santa Claus Lane, fixing and blitzing and all his reindeer pulling on the reins.
It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low Boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season, with five fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Anglers Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
Hi, this is Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters. Are you looking for that special Christmas gift for someone who is hard to buy it for? Think of a Diamond Ghost Charters gift certificates. We have gift certificates for 5, 6, and 8 hours. So please call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Ho, ho, ho! This This is Santa Claus, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN Radio. And he knows the outdoors.
This is Phil Pesatello, owner-operator of Borderline Fishing Guide Service. We take people out fishing in northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoor Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on the weekend before Christmas show. That's right. But, you know, more important, it's that cool time of the year. It should be the cold time of the year. And we've got a gentleman on the line with us right now, Phil Piscatello, who is with the Borderline Guide Service, who is a guide up on the chain and several other ones. But this is a guy who's out fishing a lot. And besides taking people out, and especially during ice fishing season as well as open water. And, Phil, thanks for coming on the show this morning.
Well, you're welcome, John. It's good to be here.
Now, people, when they watch the 10 o'clock news, and I'm not trying to put a poo-poo on anything. But, you know, they'll be saying, oh, you know, the weather's going to be 35 degrees today. And everybody thinks and says, oh, my, we can't go ice fishing because there's no ice in the Chicago area. However, about 70 miles northwest of us is called the Chain of Lakes, right?
Yep.
And the weather can be completely different on the chain than it is in the Chicago metro area. And I think that's what scares a lot of people off from the chain. You mentioned to me that you were out fishing and you found some, I mean, I know ice is never safe. I'm going to tell everybody, ice is never safe. You should always check it. That's what it means. And you always have to be, you know, have the proper safety gear. And you know, before you venture out, don't just drive. You can't drive out in Illinois, but you know, you don't run your ATV out there without checking things and stuff like that. And even if you see people out there, but what have you seen on the chain? Cause I know you're out there.
Well, mostly right now I'm actually fishing backwaters, channels, some of the shallow bays, and but mostly backwater channels off the Fox River and stuff, because they're shallower, they're out of the wind, which is important, and when they get cold, they lock up, and they get thicker ice. It's really key.
Oh, so really, you're not out in the middle of Grass Lake, but you're on these backwaters off the chain in the Fox River, and as you said, it's protected. It's, you know, not probably getting the full southern exposure sunlight. It's not getting it. So it's those areas have the potential of making more ice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the main lakes right now, they're really, with the weather, the wind and everything, they were cold. The bays were good for one day, and then the following day we had a little warm-up and a little wind, and it would open up again. So they're really unstable and not really good to go out there. And one day it was good ice, and then the next day it was kind of treacherous again. So, but the channels, they're really, we had 8 inches of ice the other day when we had that cold snap, and then we had a couple of days of warm-up, but the warm-up didn't really affect them that bad. We only lost maybe an inch of ice, had a little water on the top, but I went out there with my spud bar, which you should always have first early ice, to check the thickness of the ice, and I usually hit it twice in a spot before I walked there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first got out there, I started to hit it, and it was just clear and solid. It didn't move, it didn't flex anything. I go, oh, this ice is safe. I was spudded my way out, and the whole channel system was really good on this past Sunday when I was out there, so it was really good to go. Well, the lakes, on the other hand, were kind of still, were getting soft again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I remember one time many years ago, I was out on, I can't remember which lake, but I was out with Poppy from Old Custom Jigs and Spins. And Walt, and we had an ice tent, you know, out there, and him and I were holding on to the corners, opposite corners of the ice tent, and pop-up ice tent, and the wind kicked in, and because there was, let's say, a half an inch ice or less, not ice, but water on the ice, we were nothing more than a sail whipping across the land. And the two of us were laughing. Me and old Poppy were laughing. And we're doing circles. And we're just holding on to the tent because we didn't want it to blow away. But we took a ride across the lake. And I haven't thought of that in a couple of years. Thanks, Phil, for making me laugh about that. Oh, my gosh, that was wild. But you have to be careful when you're out there. But how was the fishing when you were out there, though?
Fishing was actually fantastic. It was really good. I know the channel system for a lot of years, so I know the spots pretty well. And got out there, I drilled a couple holes. First drop, I was on crappies right away, got some nice fish. And by the day it was said and done, I stopped counting at 50.
You stopped counting at 50?
Yeah, so I'm guesstimating anywhere 70 or up I had at least that day. And when I left, the fishing was still, they were still going when I left.
Right.
I just had to leave, but it was, right. Yeah, it was a phenomenal day.
Right, and we all know Phil did not keep 50 fish, all right, folks? But that is amazing. And, you know, but these back channels will hold crappie, bluegills, what else?
Oh, yeah, they hold stripers. We have yellow stripers were in there the other day, yellow perch, largemouth bass. And, of course, you got shad, carp, drum. Those guys, too, but, yeah, good pan fishing, and they're big ones in there, too. I know Nielsen's got a reputation for small fish, but there are some really nice ones in there, too. Sometimes it just takes a move of 50 feet or so to get on a bigger school of a nicer-sized fish, too, so you just got to move until you find the ones you're looking for.
Yeah, you got to play that game of – and ice fishing is not a game of – open water, you're moving, you're pitching, you're winding, you're active. Ice fishing is slow it down, folks. Slow it down. You know, don't drink coffee in the morning because you don't want any extra caffeine to keep you running, but just slow it all down, you know. That's going to be the good thing of it. What are you using for bait, by the way?
When I go out there, I experiment. I have tungsten jigs, but I have lead jigs as well. I have ones that hang horizontal, ones that hang vertical. And I'll carry with me soft plastics. I'll carry with me usually 2 to 3 types of different baits. Like I'll carry wax worms, the red Euro larva, the white spikes.
Mm-hmm.
Usually carry those. And if I have the bigger crappies, I'll sometimes take minnows too. I know on some of these bodies of water, the bigger crappies prefer minnows a lot of times too.
So
I'll carry a variety and I'll experiment. I usually have like 6 or so rods with me with all just different baits. And I'll just go through with. I'll put different ones down the hole and see which ones are going better in that particular day.
Yeah. And one of the things about ice fishing is, yes, you can find fish that will grab the bait and hit it like you think it's summertime fishing. But some of these fish are so subtle that you'll either, if you have a bobber on the surface of the water in your ice hole, you'll just see the bobber move up or down a little bit, just or tip to its side. That means a fish has grabbed the bait and has moved a little bit. Or as we mentioned last week, we're talking with another ice fisherman. At the tip of your rod, you have what's called a spring bobber. And it's just a real flexible piece of metal. And all of a sudden, if you see that little flexible metal piece go up or it goes down real slowly, that means somebody's holding onto the hook, right?
Absolutely. That is true. It is subtle, very subtle bites sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing about Nielsen's is the water there is 2 to 3 feet deep in the channel. It's very shallow.
Mm.
So I don't even use electronics out there. What I do, I take my one-man shelter out there, I put it up, so I get inside, make it dark, and you can see right to the bottom. So you're actually seeing these fish, and you're really seeing what these fish are doing. When they come up to your bait, they look at it, and then they finally come up to it, and they suck it in.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. You're fishing these, you know, backwater areas and different things like that. If somebody, you know, if you're going to go out with somebody, ice fishing, you're going to take a client out. What do they need to, because a lot of people would like to try ice fishing, but A, they don't have the gear, they don't understand. Let's go out with the litany of list here. If they're going to go out with Phil and Borderline Guide Service, what should they prepare for? What should they bring or not bring?
Well, if you go out with me, basically if you have a rod and reel, you can bring that, but just bring some warm clothes. You want some good warm boots, which is key, and you want some ice cleats. Especially now, there's no snow on the ice, and it's very slick, so you don't want to fall down. So that's very important to have.
Mm-hmm.
And some good pair of gloves, a hat, just to stay warm and comfortable. And then, you know, if you want to get into it, a rod, a reel, an auger, a ladle, just scoop the ice chips out of your hole, and you can go ice fishing.
Yeah, that's if you want to bring all your own gear. But if you're going to take a client out, you have all of that stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We supply all of it.
Yeah, you supply all of it. And I think that's an important thing to for people to realize. When you know, you're not bringing out your Zepco 33 on a 6-foot spin casting rod, folks, okay? It's an ice fishing rod and reel. You know, and if you go out with somebody like Phil, he has all the gear and more. And but the one thing he mentioned, and I want to bring it up again, just because out of everything besides, yes, an extra pair of gloves, warm clothes, thermos of hot chocolate, coffee, whatever you want to drink that's warm, something to sit on maybe, or even Phil probably has that for all I know. But you said ice cleats, and I've got to tell you, you know, ice cleats are something that straps to the bottom of your boot. It goes over the top of your boot, and so the bottom is like teeth, and it prevents you from slipping on the water covered ice, because that's even worse. Some of them look like a little spring under the boot that goes over your boot. There's a lot, but it just gives you that traction. And, you know, in the laws of physics, when you're walking across ice and you slip and your both feet go flying up into the air, and the first thing to hit that very, very hard ice is your melon between your ears, that really hurts, folks.
Oh, yeah. It's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing.
Not a good thing.
And then you could fall on your hip. You could fall on your shoulder. There's so many. And if you have those cleats on, it just makes it safer. That's all it does. It's not 100%, but it, you know, really works well. I mean, I wear them because I want to make sure I don't slip, fall, and go boom because, you know, my bounce back time isn't as great as it used to when I was 20.
Absolutely, yeah, but we can't take those falls anymore, that's for sure.
No. Hey, what do you got? You got something going on today, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Today I will be over at Lilybug Acres. It was formerly, as people know it, as the old CJ Smith Resort. It's now owned by a new guy. His name's Frank. I'm doing an in-store over there, meet and greet. Come on out and meet Frank. I'll be there as well as Bluegill Chuck, who makes custom soft plastics for panfish. He'll be there. Meet him. Come on out. If you spend $25 or more, we'll spool a couple of your ice reels for free with line. Just got to purchase the line, but spooling will be free. We'll be marking maps, giving tips. If you need a K-drill or a Vexar, Frank's got them in stock at good prices.
Mm.
So come on out. It'll be a good, informative day. And anything you want to learn about ice fishing, we can teach you.
Cool. And this is at what's called, it's now called Lilybug Acres, old C.J. Smith's Resort. Oh, my God. That's an old traditional name on the chain. Whoo, man. But now, what road is that on?
It's on Grass Lake Road, just west of 59 in Antioch.
Right. So, you know, when you hit 59 and you're on Grass Lake Road, you know, take 59 up to Grass Lake Road, make a left or right, whichever way you're coming from. And then, you know, you're going to go and you're going to see it on the left-hand side, south side of the road. And definitely stop there. What time are you going to be there from?
I'll be there from 10:30
to 1:30. 10:30 to 1:30. So get out there early. Make sure you said, hey, Phil, I heard you on Chauncey's show this morning. He'd love to hear that. But the most important thing is the map, marking the maps, because people are like, I don't know where to go, what to try, what to do. And you'll be marking maps for ice fishing as well as Phil will mark the map for open water fishing too, won't you?
Oh, absolutely. We have stuff there for open water fishing as well. If you have any questions on that, if you're not an ice fisherman, we can help you with that too. So find out anything you want to fish in our area, I can show you what to do, where to go, and how to do it.
Cool. If somebody wants to get a hold of you to set up an ice fishing trip or maybe wants to plan an open water trip when, you know, we get warm weather again, warmer than what's coming next week, but warm, really warm weather, what number do they have to call you at?
My best number is my cell phone number, which is 847-638-7547.
Repeat that number again for me.
And again, that is 847-638-7547.
Cool. And that's Borderline Guide Service with Phil Piscatello at Lilybug Acres, the old C.J. Smith's Resort on Grass Lake Road in Antioch. And definitely check it out. Have some fun. And who knows? Maybe I'll get Captain Tony to swing out there and say hello to you, okay?
Sounds good. We're looking forward to seeing everybody.
All right. Thanks much, Phil. Once
You're
again,
welcome, Sean.
That's Phil Piscatello, Borderline Guide Service. super guy on the Chain of Lakes and many other smaller ponds and larger lakes in that Illinois-Wisconsin borderline area. Definitely check it out. And get there and let him mark some maps. Talk a little bit of fishing here on this weekend before Christmas. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
The snowman was a jolly, happy soul.
It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low Boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season, with five fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Hi, this is Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters. Are you looking for that special Christmas gift for someone who is hard to buy it for? Think of a Diamond Ghost Charters gift certificate. We have gift certificates for 5, 6, and 8 hours. So please call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741.
Hello there. My name is Eden, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet, also in Tinley Park, Presley's Outdoors in Bartonville, Illinois, Mike's Tackle World in Decatur, Hunting Stuff in Salem, Illinois, and Dunn's Sporting Goods, also in Marion, Illinois, and hold a new TDI rods and feel the future of fishing today. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door. Gone fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, you left a row half done. You claim hoeing ain't no fun.
I can prove it, though.
You ain't got no ambition.
Hello, everyone. A number of years ago, I was looking out my window at Christmas time, and I was watching the birds, the squirrels, and the chipmunks running around and just look like they were having fun.
And I just thought about that poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." And then I came up with this for my animal friends, which I would like to read to you now, called "'Twas the Night of Christmas for the Animals." "'Twas the night of Christmas, and at every tree trunk, not a creature was stirring, not even a chipmunk. Their stockings were hung in the pine tree with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. All the young animals were all snug in their beds, while visions of acorns and sweetgrass danced in their heads. And while Mama Chipmunk was laying in her bed of fresh hay, and I in my bed of fur and wearing my cap, we had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out of the tree there rose such a clatter, I sprang from my nest to see what was the matter. Away to the door I flew like a deer, pushed away the snow, too, to see what might be so near. The moon on the top of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to the forest below. When what to my little wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With the little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and he shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the oaks, to the top of the pines, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. So up to the treetops their courses they flew, with the sleigh full of acorns and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on a tree limb the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, through the hollow hole St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and all his clothes were tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of acorns he had flung on his back and looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. The droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of his pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head looked just like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump and a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings with acorns, and then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside his nose, and giving a nod, up the hollow he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all the forest animals, and to all a good night." Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you enjoyed today's show. And please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch through the ice, the geese we're hunting, and everything else we do in the great outdoors. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. Do something special for someone this holiday season, whether you know them or not. It's the holiday season. Do something special. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Merry Christmas, everyone.